I'll have a hamburger with my grease, please. Today is the last day of November 2008.
A random noodle update.
From theramennoodle.com.
The weather today was awful. Totally dreary, gray, rainy, cold. Everything that makes for a bad day. So I decided that I would go out and fight like a man by grilling burgers. After all, real men grill burgers in almost any weather. No, wait, I take that back. I'll keep it. Real men do grill burgers in any kind of weather. But I have to confess that on this particular day, the dreary weather not only is very hard to say, but also really got to me today. So I thought I'd try something indoors by attempting to grill burgers in a skillet, which really just turned into boiling burgers in their own grease. But hey, I discovered the secret to making a White Castle burger, and it didn't turn out very well. Now I know why real men grill outside regardless of the weather. No one wants a grease burger. Well, if you're used to White Castle, maybe you do. White Castle, by the way, is not a sponsor of this podcast, and I seriously doubt they ever will be now. I got a letter. Corey from Antioch, California wrote in to say, "Dear Ramen Noodle, I have had a noodle problem. When I buy at Costco, it is 40% less for a big case of ramen noodles, but half are beef flavored and everyone in the house like chicken flavor more. So what do I do with the beef flavored? I haven't tried bouillon yet." Corey from Antioch, California. Well, Corey, let me break down this letter and respond to it point by point for your benefit. And for everyone else's benefit, who has probably faced this problem before, since nothing new is under the sun, or there's nothing sun new. Corey says, "I have had a noodle problem." Well, Corey, that's great that you have had it, but are you still having it? Because if you are, then I understand the email, but if you aren't, then why the email? But I appreciate getting the email anyway. "However," you continued, "when I buy at Costco, it is 40% less for a big case of ramen noodles, but half are beef favored. After my political pursuits for the ramen noodle campaign, I think ramen noodles have taken it too far by favoring beef over chicken." Corey, I understand what you're going through. It seems like there's nothing worse than buying some food and discovering that half of it favors a political party different than that of your family. In this case, the beef party that these noodles have favored. Yes, you said favored. But assuming that you want to change the political affiliation of these noodles over to the chicken variety, or discover some way that you can have a nonpartisan meal with these noodles, since everyone in your house favors the chicken flavor, what should you do with the beef flavored noodles? Does breaking boards and slabs of concrete seem too hard for you? Impress those around you by using the beef flavored ramen noodles as karate chopping practice. Nothing says man or strength better than chopping through a nice package of ramen noodles. Hi-yah! It's also an activity that can really bring your whole family together, as you will be faced with having to clean up all of the noodles from all over the floor, your hair, your dishwasher, your cabinets, your countertops, kids' diapers, the cat, the dog, because the dog won't eat it, and pretty much everywhere that you can get noodles, which you'd be amazed where noodles can get. But aren't we so blessed to live in a nation with neutral noodles? See, when you get that noodle package, even though it says beef or chicken on the outside, the truth is that the noodles themselves are of no flavor party. It's the seasoning that you choose to put into the noodles that determines their flavor. Whoa, that's deep, isn't it? So what to do with the extra seasoning packets? Perhaps you could give them to local farmers to either sprinkle on their cows or to feed their cows, because this will make the meat even beefier. I saw something just like this in an X-Files episode recently. They were grinding up the leftover chicken parts that they couldn't use in chicken food and then feeding it back to the chickens. But the main problem was that it wasn't only chickens that was going into the chicken food, but it was also dead people going into the chicken food that the chickens were eating and then the people in the town were eating. But the people were getting this terrible disease from it and starting to see all of these hallucinations. So because of the disease that were in the people, when the people were ground up and put in with the chickens that were ground up and then fed back to the chickens, and then the chicken meat was then fed to the people. You don't want to do that. After all, we don't have Charlton Heston anymore to point out to us. It's people. That's a Soylent Green reference there if you didn't know. Another thing that you could do is break from the typical mold of ramen noodle style, and instead of eating ramen noodles as soup, in which you use the entire package of seasoning, you could instead cook your ramen noodles, but don't add the seasoning yet. Don't do it. Just put that seasoning packet down, drain your ramen noodles of the water, and then sprinkle half of the seasoning packet on the ramen noodles. This makes for a wonderful variety of the typical way for eating ramen noodles. And then it leaves you with half of a seasoning packet of your favorite flavor that you can do it again and again and again. You could also use the leftover beef flavoring packets for ice cream topping. Maybe a beef latte here and there, if you're one of the fancy rich types that can afford that kind of thing all the time. Or take an idea from Steve Martin in The Father of the Bride. Start dividing the noodles in the store. Cut them open. Put all the chicken-flavored noodles packages in one box, all of the beef-flavored packages in another box, and then buy the chicken-flavored box with noodles in it. And then eat the box, too, since a chicken-flavored box could taste pretty good. Although some people say that ramen noodles taste like the box anyway. Hey, extra fiber. I need to point something out to you. You probably buy ramen noodles because it saves your family money. But Corey, you've put yourself in a worse predicament than you realize. You said that you're saving 40% by buying the noodles in a big package. But you're wasting 50%. Because half of them are beef, and you can't use those. So that leaves 10% in there, which when you all boil it down, get it? Boil it down, you know, you boil noodles, and anyway, when you boil it all down, you're paying 25% more per package than if you just bought the noodles individually. I think someone should reinvestigate their spending habits. But then you bring up a great point here. You said, I haven't tried bouillon yet. Well, you know what? Hold on. I need to check something here. Let's find out the definition for bouillon. B-U-L-L-I-O-N. Thanks to dictionary.com, who did not sponsor this message. Bouillon, noun. Gold or silver, considered in mass rather than in value. Okay. So, how does this solve your noodle problem? Are you saying that you haven't tried separating the beef and chicken with gold and mass? Or are you calling the chicken seasoning gold mass, or I'm really confused here, but I'm suspecting that you really meant to say bouillon, which is spelled B-O-U-I-L-L-O-N. That is a clear, usually seasoned broth made from straining water in which beef, chicken, etc. has been cooked, or by dissolving a commercially prepared bouillon cube or cubes in hot water. Corey, I just can't see how buying beef bouillon cubes will help your situation anymore. But thank you, Corey, for emailing. You're the first one who's actually done it.
A random noodle update.
If you'd like to send a message and let me make fun of you on the podcast or ask a question about ramen noodles, you can leave a comment on the website, theramennoodle.com, T-H-E-R-A-M-E, a couple of N's, a couple of O's, D-L-E.com, or you can leave a rating and review in iTunes, or email me at theramennoodle.com. And if you want to leave all sanity behind, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle. Thanks for listening. The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design at djosephdesign.com.